Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here now to bring you today's midday interview. I'm delighted to have two guests in the studio today to tell us about a very funny comedy opening tomorrow night on Thalian Hall's main stage. Opera House Theatre Company presents Lend Me a Tenor. Lucas Scola, who is the artistic director of the company and is also the director of the show, is here. Hello, Lou.
Hello.
Oh, Jamila.
There he is. Hey, okay. And also, John Keenan is here.
Who is it that?
Oh, he is in character already as Tito Morelli.
Yes, that's a me.
That's the world's greatest.
I don't
greatest...
know who this John Keenan is.
Okay, he's not here.
He's not here.
The world's greatest opera star.
Sure, that's a me.
Okay, all right.
Now you're talking, huh?
All right. So you guys just kind of go back and forth and tell us the story of this opera.
Tito, go ahead, tell him.
Okay.
Well, this opera is about me, huh?
Oh, well, I got that.
It's about me and the love of my women. And sometimes I eat a little too much. So sometimes someone tried to help me out a little bit, and then the confusion starts, and in and out, and in and out, and that's the way it goes. It's a very funny show.
It's a big farce, yes.
A big farce.
Oh, close.
You say you fart?
No.
No.
Farce.
Farce. What is this, a farce?
It's like what you just said.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
It's a okie dokie, the show.
Now, where does it take place?
It takes place in Cleveland, 1934, and it's nothing but a romp. It's just a crazy, funny, funny romp. For people who've seen The Producers, it's a romp. It's just, Lend Me a Tenor is a romp. We have a wonderful cast of crazy, zany actors up there.
Who?
You. Yeah. He's playing Tito Morelli.
Right.
The world's greatest singer. And we also have his daughter in the show. It's very funny because father and daughter playing, the daughter has to fall in love with Tito Morelli.
Uh-oh.
All right, and there's a scene in there where she grabs Tito Morelli and starts, but we couldn't do that, so I had to put in
Tito
something
doesn't
up.
Go there, you know? I was born in Italy and not the West of Virginia, you know?
Oh, Maggie!
Yeah, so you and your daughter don't really want to go there on
stage.
Not a good idea. But basically, the show is that this Cleveland Grand Opera Company is about to put on Otello, right?
Otello, yes.
Okay, with Tito Morelli as the star. But then things
he
start
gets
to go
sick.
Wrong.
He eats too much. He gets sick, falls out in the bed, and everybody thinks he's dead, and he's not dead. He's just out. And Max, the assistant to the theater impresario, they force him to play
his role. Hey, that's a big
word
role. You say, the impresario.
Impresario.
That's
forget
a big
about
word.
It. They force him to play the role of Othello.
Oh, my God.
And then he wakes up and goes to the theater and makes a big commotion. He punches out a cop, and then the cops are looking for this crazy man dressed in this costume. And it just gets worse and worse. And then he has his wife, Maria, played by Cindy Colucci. She comes in and says, stupid!
Cindy Colucci, the funniest woman in the entire
world.
She
is amazing. You know, and she's done this role before, yes?
Yes, she's also...
Now, John's done his role before. You've done Tito Morelli
back
once
before. Back in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
1992. Right. And then we did it
Belinda
again,
Keller,
I think.
Yeah,
Belinda
2000?
Keller. Linda.
Belinda Keller plays...
Belinda Keller. She plays...
She played the Moggy.
She played Moggy
then,
the first, yeah, back then.
And now she's Diana, who is the leading soprano in the opera.
The leading
company,
soprano,
right?
Right. Who goes through the entire company. I mean, she... Oh. She loves her men, and she goes through the whole company.
Now, seeing as how the opera Otello is about to be staged by this Cleveland Grand Opera Company, do these actors sing like opera singers?
Yes,
does that happen? They do?
They do sing. At one point, Tito is teaching Max how to sing, and they have this little aria. It lasts maybe, a minute and a half, Tito?
A minute and a half, something like that, yeah.
Something like that, and they sing this aria together because he's teaching Max how to sing.
Max is too tense, you know?
He's too tense.
You got to know how to relax.
But he'd like to be a singer.
He'd like it to be a singer, yeah.
And then later on when he is in bed sick, he asks Max to sing for him, and Max has to sing a little bit. And then at the end of the play, Max sings to Maggie, and Maggie falls in love with Max, but she's always been in love with Max. It's very hard, and it's a zany. Right. You just can't describe it. You got to come see it.
It's a Looney Tunes, I think.
It's a Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
But it's not really a musical, though. It's really a farce.
It's a farce.
Yeah, it's a big
funny show.
Yeah.
You say a farce, I say a funny show.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Luke Riscola, who is the artistic director and also the director of this particular show for Opera House Theater Company. It's called Lend Me a Tenor. John Keenan is here as well, who plays Tito Morelli, and he seems to be stuck in that, so that's all right. We'll let him stay there. He is the world's greatest opera star. Now, we've talked about Max, who's the sort of the general factotum for the company and a wannabe singer,
right.
And that's played by Chris Rickert.
Right.
And then you have Henry Saunders, who's the company director, and that's Ben Beecher.
Ben Beecher.
And he's probably pulling his hair out and going crazy.
No, he did wonderful last night. He's new to Wilmington. He's new.
I don't mean Ben's
house.
Going crazy, but the character goes crazy, right?
Oh, yeah. The character goes absolutely insane.
All right. And then your daughter, John, Kenzie Keenan, plays Maggie, who's starstruck with Tito Morelli.
Well, who's not?
Yeah, all right.
I come in here today. You were starstruck with me.
No, I was drooling.
You climbing all over me. I had to push you away.
And then Cindy Colucci, who, as you said, she's a wonderful singer, one of the best actresses in this town. And as a comedian, they don't get any better than that.
Don't get any better.
She's great.
And then Diana is played. The leading soprano was played by Belinda Keller, who's sleeping her way through everybody on stage, right?
Now, there's she's also rehearsing and rehearsing.
Oh,
and rehearsing
is she?
That part? Yeah.
A lot of private rehearsals.
We have a new bellhop, Ramon.
What's a bellhop doing in there?
Oh, the bellhop is a riot.
Funny.
I mean, he comes in singing songs, and he has a relationship with Saunders where they've known each other for years, and they're constantly fighting with each other and arguing. Nobody listens to anybody.
Okay. There's one other character I saw on the list, Julia, a nervous patron.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So she's all part of the
craziness,
too. She's not a patron.
Too. She's the grand dame of the... What's the word, Tito? I'm going to say she's a grand dame.
The grand dame, yeah.
Opera.
She runs the volunteers in the Opera Guild, and she's the head of the Opera Guild.
Yeah.
Lou, you've directed this show once before, twice before. Did you do it both other times?
Well, they said I have.
Okay, you don't remember that,
though. I don't remember.
I understand.
You're having so much fun, you can't remember.
Now, what draws both of you back to doing this show again? What is it about it that makes you want to do it?
The reason I'm doing this show is because this is the perfect slot for this show. No big musical, but there's music in it. And also, we're just coming off the winter months where people are just a little bit sort of crazy and insane. And if you come to the theater and you sit down for 2.5 hours, you will forget all your problems, forget all your troubles, and you'll just have one hell of a good time.
That's
great.
I
do it because it's, like I say, the perfect spot, and it's not time enough for us to bring in the new musicals and the big ones starting in June.
Yeah, you've got quite a season coming up. So
don't tell me about it.
Yeah. Now, does the setting in 1934, does it impact the show at all, aside from the look of it, the costumes
just
and the
look,
set?
That's all. We don't throw you no curveballs.
Okay, yeah,
what you see is what you're really going to get.
Okay. So the show could really happen anytime, anywhere.
Anytime, yeah.
As long as there are egotistical tenors in the world. So.
Yes, sure.
Good.
Hey.
I didn't mean that.
Hey.
I meant famous tenors.
That's a better.
Good. Famous, fabulous tenors.
Yeah.
Now, the show opens tomorrow night.
Yes.
And it runs Wednesday through Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3.
Yes.
And then next week also Wednesday through Saturday.
No, Friday.
No,
Friday, my listing was wrong.
Just Friday through Sunday.
Right.
Okay, again, 8 and 8 and then 3 o'clock on Sunday. It's just two weekends?
Two weekends.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So everybody come see it? A couple of times, because it's only going to be around a couple of weeks. So you see it a couple of times.
Well, that sounds good. And Opera House often does three weekends. So remember that, folks, when you want to get your tickets, that you only have this weekend and next.
Right.
So don't miss out, because I think this is one that you'll hear about it afterwards and say, darn,
I
should have gone.
I can't tell you how many people said that for the producers. They said, yeah, we missed it.
Oh, that show was so much fun, Lou. That was great. Now, I want to tell you how to get tickets. Here's the box office phone number for Thalian Hall. It's 632-2285. Of course, you can stop by at 3rd and Chestnut and go to the Thalian Hall box office. You can also get your tickets online at thalianhall.org. So, Lou, have you ever done this show as in
Have you ever been in this show yourself?
No. Mm-hmm. I've only directed it. This is my third time directing. And I'll tell you the truth, I don't remember directing the first two times.
Well, yeah, that's good. You're bringing a fresh approach to it.
Oh, yeah. It's very fresh. Let me tell you.
An amnesiac approach to the show. That's great.
Yeah.
I remember him there in 92.
And Alice, who works with us, she's uh-huh. a producer. You know Alice.
Yes.
She says, well, over here you did. I did what? When did I do that? Why would I do that?
Yeah, Alice Sherwood, great company manager and the stage manager for
you as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She works real hard.
Yeah.
She does.
Has it been tempting for you, John, to do some of your same bits from before, or are you going with fresh new stuff?
Tempting. I'm going to do my same bits. Come on.
Tempting. He does it all the time. He gets up there, and I said, oh, I remember he did that.
I drive my family crazy. I'm at home. I'm just walking around. All of a sudden, oh, okie dokie. See you tonight. I'm always throwing lines from the show. I'm driving crazy. And as you can tell, it's hard for me to stop talking like this.
Well, you know, when you do an accent for a show, I think the best way to keep it is to kind of do it all the time until the show's over. And it does drive everybody around you crazy. But that way you're consistent when you get on stage.
Hey, I'm having fun.
There you go.
That's
good.
Right. He don't care if he drives us crazy.
That's right. That's his job in the show anyway.
Yeah, right.
I want to thank you both for coming. The show sounds wonderful.
No, you don't. You really don't.
Okay, I don't want to thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
It's been a chore, and I hope I never see you again.
It's a problem.
All right, it's a problem.
I don't want to see Tito no more.
No.
You want my autograph?
No. I don't want it. Go see Lend Me a Tenor. It opens tomorrow night at 8 on the main stage of Thalian Hall. Lucre Scola and John Keenan as Tito Morelli. Grazie.
Grazie.
Thank you.
See you there, huh?
This is WHQR.